Hello?
Yo, what's up? This is Donk.
I'm sorry, hello?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. You know what I'm saying? Is this Shelby?
Sorry,
yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry,
Donk.
Who is this?
It's Donk.
Donk.
Yeah, Paul Donkler. Most people call me Donk, though. I'm the entertainment for the work holiday party that you planned.
Right, great. I am in front of my computer, so you can go ahead. What do you need?
Yeah, so I'm just because you, so I'm playing the role of Santa for your work party, and I just wanted to know, like, music selection and the genre of music you'd like me to get down to, and then also, like, if I should bring the Elf on the Shelf with me. I don't know if you saw that.
Actually, I didn't realize that came included. Actually, that's really nice. I mean, probably just regular Christmas is fine. You know, I don't know if you have, like, a mix.
Okay. All right. I guess I could put together a routine with some Christmas classics. Okay. That sounds cool. So the Elf on the Shelf, like, did you see that?
I think the standard Christmas is fine. But what did you mean with the routine? You know, do you have, like, a certain way that you like people to come up to you?
No,
or
they can just come up
really
with their wands and, like, throw them in the G-string. Like, you know, they can just throw them in there. It's fine. Like, I don't have a problem with that at all. They can just approach.
I'm sorry. Did you say G-string?
Not like, of course, like, unless, yeah, because I can't go, like, full Donk, you know, because I could get in trouble for that, so.
By full Donk, are you saying, you know what, I'm sorry.
Because, like, actually cool, because if I bring the Elf on the Shelf with me, like, I do a thing where, like, I make it so it, like, has a shelf to sit on, if you know what I mean, and that's, like, a crowd pleaser.
Oh my God, have I booked a stripper? Are you a stripper? You're not
no.
a stripper. I looked at options.
I am not a stripper, no.
Okay, all right.
Because that, like, term I find degrading, so I'm a dancer. Like, you know, I'm not a stickler about much, but, like, I do like to be called a dancer because I put a lot of art into my craft. I do a lot of stuff.
I'm sorry. You know, this is a work party, right? Like, I booked you to sit on a chair and to people come over and say, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and they will. Like, there is a portion where I sit down and people can come sit on my lap, you know, and, like, tell me what they want for the holidays. Like, I'll tell them if they've been naughty or nice or whatever, you know what I mean? Most people are naughty, by the way.
This is not what I intended to book. This is a work party, and you have to keep your clothes on. Do you have an option where you keep your clothes on?
So are we, like, negotiating then for the full Donk? Like, is that what's going on?
No, we are absolutely not negotiating for the full Donk. Okay, I have booked a Santa, a regular Santa, a Santa that could be in front of children, but will not be, but still passably Santa.
Oh, you know what? I also do this thing to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer where I put, like, a red nose somewhere, and people love that, dude.
Okay, yeah, that sounds interesting. But you know what? Actually, just no. I'm going to cancel this. Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, I do have to let you know that we don't offer any refunds, so, like you can't get your money back. But I guess you don't want the Donk at your party? You don't want Donk Claus at your party?
I do not want Donk Claus at my holiday party. What the f*** would order a stripper Santa to a office party?
Your coworker, Angela.
What?
Because she's the one who set you up for this phone prank. This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your coworker Angela set you up.
Oh, my.
She said that you've been stressed out planning this holiday party, and you hired a Santa the other day, and she wanted to mess with you.
Absolute. Are you kidding me?
So no full Donk then, or what? Still confused.
No.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.